In Indonesia this summer, annual high school entrance exams have been marred by cheating scandals. One case attracted particular attention because the family that blew the whistle was hounded out of town by angry parents. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on the family's difficult choice.
Alifa Ahmad Maulana rides home from school on the back of his dad's motorbike. They roll past banana trees and hanging laundry to their small house in Gadel Village, outside Indonesia's second-largest city, Surabaya. As his father arrives at the front door, Alifa sneaks in the back door so that the neighbors don't see him. His mother, Siami, is a petite woman in a Muslim headscarf who, like most folks around here, goes by just one name. She recalls that Alifa returned from his high school entrance exam looking a bit subdued.
My son said, "Mom, I'm afraid. I was threatened. My teacher said, 'Alifa, you're a smart boy. Use your intelligence to help your classmates. If you don't, you may not succeed in later life.'"
Siami says Alifa was instructed to leave the classroom during the test and stash copies of his answers in the bathroom or under a flower pot for his classmates to pick up. Siami says her son felt conflicted because she brought him up to be honest.
I told him, if you're dishonest or cheat now, and if you become an official in the future, you will be corrupt. If that's how it is, I'd rather not have a son like you.
Siami complained to municipal authorities and to a local radio station. After an investigation, Indonesia's education minister declared that there had been only limited cheating and there was no need for students to retake the test. But the publicity unleashed a wave of public anger. With local media reporting on the scene, local families protested outside Siami and Alifa's home, complaining that their whistleblowing was jeopardizing their children's academic careers. The police evacuated Alifa and his family to safety. They returned with a personal guarantee of security from the village chief. Most media reports praised Alifa and his family's courage, but sympathy is hard to find in Alifa's village. Teachers at the village public school insist the scandal is over. Waris is one of Alifa's former teachers.
The education minister came and declared that there was no collective cheating at our school. And the mayor of Surabaya demoted and suspended our headmaster for 2 years, and suspended two teachers, each for 1 year.
Asked why teachers were punished if no cheating was found, Waris says that authorities are reconsidering the punishment. Village Chief Mulyo Hadi also denies any organized cheating took place. He says that villagers protested simply because they felt the teachers were unfairly punished. He adds that the villagers protested in front of Alifa's home because they couldn't afford the trip to City Hall.
The protesters are from the bottom of the economy and have no steady incomes. If they protested to the mayor, the transportation would be a big cost for them. This protest was just them venting a bit, that's all.
This scandal and recent ones like it has prompted Indonesians to question their education system and official claims that 99% of Indonesian students pass their national exams. Siami doesn't blame the system. She just feels that some parents don't care enough about their kids' education. And despite all her neighbors' scorn, she says she has no regrets.
Even though I've had to fight against many people, I'm not afraid. I'm confident. As long as I stick to the right path, God will protect my family.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
This is NPR.